started. Okay, so we're continuing in Vesos. So today what we're going to try to do is Vesos Lashaos and Akiras Vestos, or Vesosos, as the case may be. So that's the goal for today. Next week, someone asked me how long we're going to stay on Vestos for. Definitely Sunday, probably Monday also. I don't think it's going to pass Sunday, Monday, because I do want to spend time talking about Misalekas Damim. And I do want to spend Vesos Onus and how that relates to birth control pills. So probably hopefully within Sunday, Monday, we'll be able to finish up Kuf Pei Tes. And those last two pieces are very much Nogea Lemaisa in Vesos. So a lot of the stuff we're going to do today is fun if you're mathematically inclined, but or you like to think about possibilities, but it's not so much Nogea Lemaisa, but it's enjoyable Torah to learn. Okay, Shulchan Aruch and Sif Yud Dalid. I didn't take time, so all right, okay, I'll continue next time. Shulchan Aruch and Sif Yud Dalid. It's late already, right? So Shulchan Aruch tells us, right, you should realize the Ramah, we'll come back to that Ramah in Sif Yud Gimel, obviously it's a very long Ramah, has nothing to do with what the Mechaber says in Sif Yud Gimel, it's just the Ramah unloading all of his thoughts after listening to 13 Sif, and the Ramah says, and here's what I think about Vestos, but the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Yud Dalet, Haysa Regila Liros Yom Esrin, if a woman has a Vestos Kavua for day 20, Vishinsel Yom Shloshim, Zev Zeh Asurim, and then she has one time where she sees Yom Shloshim. She now has to be choshish, clearly, obviously, for a Ves Kavua still, but also for Yom Shloshim. Ukshiagia Yom Esrim L'Riyas Shloshim Asura Mishum Ves Harishon. So when day 20 comes after that day 30 that she saw, she's going to be asur because of the Ves Kavua. V'imlo tirebo choshesh Yom Shloshim. And if she doesn't see on that day, then she's going to still be choshesh for Yom Shloshim. So let's talk about this idea of simultaneous Vestos. Meaning there are basically two situations that we're going to talk about that relate to a carrying two Vestos simultaneously. So we have this case in Shulchan Aruch, that if a woman has Ves Kavua and then sees on a different day once, she still has to be choshesh for the Ves Kavua, but also for the Ves She'ena Kavua, because maybe she's being Meshana Vesta right now. Maybe it used to be that she would see every 20 days, but now she's beginning a shinui in her body, and now she's going to see every 30 days. So she has to be choshesh for the veses she'enu kavua, but l'chora not for the ona beinunis. Why not for the ona beinunis? She has ves kavua, and therefore the svara of chiliolim lotira clearly is not going to apply, or l'chora does not apply to a woman with a ves kavua. Now, the Gemara in Daf Lamed Tesa Med Aleph tells us, if a woman has a ves kavua laflagas, it tells us this halacha basically. It tells a woman has a ves kavua for a haflaga, let's say, of chav beis, and then she sees on day chav zayin, she has to be choshesh for both chav beis and chav zayin. Right? That's what the Gemara says. Now, there is a machlokas amurayim in the Gemara, how to count the next chav beis. Meaning, how do you count her ves kavua? Right? So let's say a woman has a ves kavua to see every 22 days. Right? So on. She saw on the first day of Nisan, and now she sees, she's supposed to see on the 22nd day of Nisan, but she didn't. She saw on the 27th day of Nisan. So I know she has to be choshesh for both, for day 22 and day 27. Day 27, I know, is from the day 27 that she actually saw, from the 27th day of Nisan. How do I count the day 22? Is it from the day she did see, or from the day she was supposed to see? So that's a machlokas amarayim. It's very clear how we pass from Shulchan Aruch. We pass from Shulchan Aruch how? What? We're talking about Haflagas over here? From the day she saw, right? From the day she actually saw. But and that's right here, right? That's what the Shulchan Aruch says explicitly over here. However, it's a machlokas. Machlokas Amarayim. Rav Papa holds you count from the time that she was expected to see. The time Chav Beis when she was expected to see, and for the Brit of Yeshua, who we Paskin like says, you count from the day she actually saw. So it's interesting, just as a limud, what the logic of Rav Papa is, right? Why would you count from the day she was expecting to see and not from the day she actually? Again, we're talking about Haflagos over here. We're not talking about Yom HaChodesh. So why would you count from the day that she didn't actually see Dam? So Chaznish in Yerodesim Pehei Osios Chav Tesan Lamid, Chaznish explains Rav Papa that a Vesas Haflagos is similar Ktuvas HaChodesh, in Rav Papa's view. It's not determined by length of time, but by that particular day. Meaning, even though the way you figure Ves HaFlagos is based on time frame between the last two Re'iyos, once you mark the next Re'iyah on your calendar, so that day, 22 days later, is a day that you are expecting to see, regardless of what happens between now and then. Meaning, the Zman that's Koveya your Veses is your the Re'iyah right now. So as soon as a woman has a Re'iyah and marks her calendar, that day doesn't move from her calendar. That day that she marks on her calendar for the next month, for the next cycle, that day is going to remain a Veses, regardless of what happens in between now and then. That must be how Rav Papa understands, that it's not determined by length of time, but by that particular day. If she were to see Be'emtza HaHaflaga, let's say like on day 15, for example, she was expected to see day 22, but she sees on day 15, right? So what's the halacha? So according to Rav Papa, she would still have to be choshesh for day 22. Now, l'chora, that makes sense in that case, where she saw day 15. I mean, she already marked her calendar for day 22, so that day makes sense. I'm going to be choshesh for day 22. But in the case that she only bled 5 days later on day 27 and not day 22, it's difficult to understand why we would count day 22 from when she was supposed to see. The re'iyah is what's goring the 22 days later, and there was no re'iyah. So there was no marking on the calendar for 22 days after the day she was supposed to see, because that was not the next re'iyah up. So what does that mean? Why would you, meaning if she saw earlier, I get what her papa's saying, she saw earlier. Seeing earlier is not going to change the fact that she's expecting to see on the 22nd day. Biologically, I don't get it, but I get whatever. I get the idea. Mathematically, I get it. But to say that that when she sees late, that you're going to count backwards, that's a little bit difficult to understand. So my friend Rabbi Tani Lauer, in his Sefer Basi Ligani, Simin Yud Beis Ozayin, he says that it must be that Chaznish understood that within Shitas Rav Papa, that it's not the previous Re'iyah that brings about the next Re'iyah 20 days later. It's that her body is on a cycle, similar to Ves HaChodesh. Whether she sees this month or not, let's say she has a Ves Kavua for the Yom HaChodesh, whether she sees this month or not, later, earlier, or not at all, her Ves Kavua for the Yom HaChodesh is still going to be there for next month. And the way to understand Ves HaFlagos, according to Papa, is similarly that it's Megala, a cycle that her body on those days, she can mark off the calendar for the next 6 months now or more, and she can tell you that these are the days I'm expecting to see. And until she has a chazakah of not seeing on those days, those are the days that are marked off. So it does go back to the idea that when she has a re'iyah, she marks the calendar and those days stay marked on the calendar. But she doesn't just mark the calendar 1 month in advance. This is her body. Her body is on this 22-day cycle, and therefore she could start marking it for 6 months in advance, like when people plan the chasna and they're trying to plan that the nafi chupas nida. They mark much more than 1 month in advance to figure out exactly when they're gonna have the re'iyah stam based on how they plan on using their pills in order to manipulate to make sure that they don't have a chuppas nida, right? So that we do that with hormones. But if she has a ves kavua, the ves kavua does that. That's when she's expecting to see. And the reason I'm emphasizing this, even though we don't pass on this, is Rav Papa, we don't pass on it, we pass on it from Rav Shua. The reason I'm emphasizing this is this idea, I think, is going to help us explain certain halakhos, which we'll get to hopefully today. The idea that she has a moment where she sees Dam and right then marks her calendar, and that moment is the Mechayev of the Vestos, I think that idea is an important idea that we'll come back to in a moment. Yeah.
Is this similar at all to Rabbi Yossi's position about Vesa Lashaud, in the sense that he's like, once she is established that it's this time, like it is that time, and like nothing can change that. Unless she's not Ra'ah again, so then it goes away.
Why is meaning that's just a veset? Meaning, why is that? So why does that relate to this idea?
He's specifically, like, the machloket between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, it's like whether, you know, veset l'shaud is really just about that specific time, or is it about really that whole chunk, that whole day? But Rabbi Yossi is really only concerned about that time. It doesn't really make any sense, because, like, if it's really meant to be like a cycle. So
let's get into veset l'shaud right now. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch in Siv Gimel talks about a kaveh veset l'shaud, which means that there's no consistent day. She bleeds whenever. But every time she bleeds, it's at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Right? It always happens at the same hour of the day. So Shulchan Aruch writes that this is also a Veses Kavua. Shulchan Aruch writes, Im Kava Veses L'Sha'os V'lo L'Yamim, random days. Eino Chashash El Shaita B'Vad. But the Shaita of which day? Meaning she has no vest for days. So see the Ramah in Sifu Gimel where the Ramah tells you what a woman who doesn't have a vest kavua, which day she should be choshish for. Be choshish for the Haflaga, be choshish for the Yamachodesh. Ramah forgets to tell us about Onabedinus, and that's why the Shabbat is Onabedinus, is the same as Vest Chodesh. Fine. Whatever normal days you'd be choshish for when you're on a vest kavua, but only at 1 o'clock. A Gavalda Kakula. Meaning this is a vest kavua that really gives you a tremendous kula. And Vestzehu Nekar B'Sha Achas Fafilu B'lo B'dika. So let's get into this a little bit. The Chavzdas, you know, just before we get to the Chavzdas, let's just keep in mind what's happening over here. This is a woman who's simultaneously carrying a Vestas Kavua and a Vestas Shena Kavua. And they're linked together. It's not two separate Vestos, like, you know, a woman who has, like the case we just discussed before, where a woman has a Vestas Kavua and then sees, you know, a few days later, where she's also carrying both the Ves Kavua and the Ves Shena Kavua. Over here, the Vesas Kavua is Koveya when the Ves Shena Kavua is going to come. Right? It's the same Yazdam that's going to be a fulfillment of both the Vesas Kavua and the Vesas Shena Kavua. Because Shena Kavua, what day? But it's Kavua when during the day it's going to come. So the Chavzdas writes that the reason the Shulchan Aruch says she can have Tashmish after the hour, even without a Bedika, is because the entire basis to assume that she's going to see at all is only Ves Shena Kavua. Meaning, why don't you need a Bedika? If it's Ves Kavua, you need a Bedika for Ves Kavua. She says, yeah, but this Ves Kavua is it's a Sif Katan of a Ves Shena Kavua. It's a detail within a Ves Shena Kavua. And Ves Shena Kavua never requires Bedika. So she's going to be Mutaris Labaila after this man passes, because it's not a real Vesas Kavua, it's only it's a Kavua element of a Ves Shena Kavua. So it seems that to be Oker Vesas L'Shaos, L'Chora, you should need three Re'ios at different hours of the day.
Why
not? If you can say it's a Ves Kavua.
It's not, we just said it's a Ves Shena Kavua.
No, it's part of Ves Shena Kavua, but it's Kavua that it comes at that time.
But who says that din impacts how to be Ma'akir?
So it could be that the argument can be made that after one time she already has to be choshesh. Well, no, I'm not sure. She has a pattern that whenever she sees dam at that time of the day. To be oker any pattern, you need three times, l'chora, right? But the argument goes like this: when you take into account what this actually does, what this Vesas Kavua does, and how it really serves as a kula, right? And you take into account the halacha that a woman can carry both the Ves Kavua and the Ves Shena Kavua simultaneously, right? Like the previous halacha we just discussed. A woman has Ves Kavua l'chaf. She sees once l'lamid, so she has to be choshesh for both chaf and lamid, right? So this woman has Ves Shena Kavua, but it's Kavua to come at a certain time. Then one time it doesn't come at that time. So l'chora midin veses she'ena kavua, she should have to be choshish for the entire ona next time. Just like a woman who sees lamid now has to be choshish for lamid for ves she'ena kavua, even though she's carrying with her a ves kavua. This woman who still may be kavua for 1 o'clock in the afternoon, but the last time she saw it wasn't 1 o'clock in the afternoon, mimela she's going to have to be choshish the entire ona. You hear the taina? I'm not saying it clearly. To the Vesas She'ena Kavua. Yeah, meaning, because when you have a real Ves Kavua and a real Ves She'ena Kavua, you're still choshish for the Ves She'ena Kavua. So when we, if we were to break this down into a Ves Kavua and Ves Sheina Kavua, granted she didn't get rid of the Ves Kavua yet, but the whole nafkamina of having that Ves Kavua is that it limits her to just that 1 hour. But midin or Ves Sheina Kavua, she's going to have to be choshesh for the entire day next time around.
That's only if she bleeds during that same, oh no, if she ended up bleeding, if it's at 3 p.m. is when she always does it, she sees at night time at 9 p.m., so she could still be with her husband during the daytime, because the only thing she has to worry about now for Aina Kavua is the nighttime.
She could, right? Meaning you're saying...
She's not still Kavua for that one time.
Meaning you're saying, according to this, it should still be in place, as far as the daytime is concerned. No, because when we if she bleeds at nighttime, so then the next set of vessel sheinu kavua are only going to be during the night, and mele this vessel kavua won't apply. Meaning vessel never goes by a calendar day; it always goes by an owner.
But who says that? It might be that the vesed kavua of the hour, and you have the vesed she'ina kavua of the day, the ona. Does it have to be just because an hour always finds itself within a day? Does that have to be that the vesed kavua is within, is like ligged in the vesed she'ina kavua, or could it just be that there's juxtaposed? It's within a day.
Over here, it can't be that it's just juxtaposed because it comes at a different day every time. Meaning the Shah is on a different day every time. There's no consistency of when that Shah is.
So it has to be
part of the Eina Kavua. It's whenever she happens to bleed. Whenever, and that's very up in the air.
But saying that you have to necessarily revert, if you don't have, if she doesn't end up seeing blood, Rebbe saying that you have to revert into the broader picture that it's within a message Eina Kavua, I'm saying, why does it have to be that way? Why can't you just say that these are independent? And now that you're not choshesh for the vesed kavua, you find yourself in an abyss. There's no vesed she'ina kavua.
Okay, I hear. I think this is more mistaver, but I hear. Now, if you just read the Shulchan Aruch, it's a little bit difficult because Shulchan Aruch, it's hard to. What's the Gemara's assumption? How does a woman see Dan? Right? How predictable is a woman's cycle typically? Right? What do we normally assume? That in the times of the Gemara, like on the hour they saw Dan. Meaning when a woman had a Vesa didn't mean roughly. It meant, and that's why Prisha, we learn Kuf Pedal, Prisha Samach Levesta means what? Just the 12 hours around that Vesa, right? Prisha Samach Levesta means that one ona. And what was the explanation of Yorzeruah's Chumrah? Yorzeruah adds another ona? Because nowadays, we no longer see in an hour. We can only narrow it down at best to an ona. But in the times of the Gemara, they were able to narrow it down to an ona, to an hour, so the ona Samach Levesta was the 12-hour period, right? That was the whole vert of the Yorzeruah. That's how the Shach explained the Yorzeruah. So what's this big chiddush of vessel the shows? Every vessel is a vessel the shows. Medina de Gemara. No? So it's just important to realize that what's happening over here is this is dafka, not part of vessel kavua. Meaning a vessel kavua, of course, is a vessel the shows also. This is, but by a vessel kavua, we have a din that you have to be porish the entire owner. By a Vesas She'eino Kavua, the reason you're porish the entire Ona is not because we have this extra Chumra built around the Vesas. The reason you're porish the entire Ona by a Vesas She'eino Kavua is because that is the Vesas. I think. I could be wrong about this, but it's just the way I'm thinking about it. Meaning, when it comes to Vesas Kavua, you have to be porish the entire Ona. Why? Because the Gemara says you have to be porish the Ona Hasmucho Levesta. So it's Smucha Levesta. She sees at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, every 28 days, like clockwork, you need to be Porish the entire, sunrise to sunset. That's the Ona Smucha Levesta. What is the Veset? The Veset is that hour. The Ona Smucha Levesta is the time around it. By Ves She'ina Kavua, why do I have to be Poresh the entire day? Because the whole thing is unpredictable. So the best I can narrow it down is that Ona. Meaning that is the Veses. And therefore there's room for such a Chiddush that if the Veses could be narrowed down further, that she only has Michosh for that. Maybe there's no din of Ona Smucha Levesta by Ves She'ina Kavua. It's a din that is the Veses. This is how I read, Beis Yosef quotes this from a Ravid, right? From the Balei HaNefesh. And the Ravid writes, Im kava veses l'sholos v'lo l'yomein choshashas al shaita b'vad. Da'ad kol no pligi Rabbi Yehuda el b'lemudo d'yomim k'detanyo yisilemudo l'yosro l'yom esrim l'shei shos. V'igi azman esrim v'lo ra'asa asur l'shamish kol shei shos d'iv Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi matir ad sheish v'choshashas l'shei shos. So hachu de plig rabbi de kim de lemud bi yom esrim afkav de b'shei shos kviyus bi yoma asala de chashin lach de kviya leveses b'hai yoma kula yoma zmanahu, meaning when there's a day that you identify as the day of the ves kavua, so we have a chumrah, you better be careful that whole day. Aval hechu de kviya leves l'sha v'loku leves l'yoma. But if there's no day that raises any red flags, so vade kviyus l'sha mahanila. Then you don't have any din of being Poresh the Ona Samach Levesta, because there's no establishment of Ves Kavua that's going on here. That's Ha'ara number one. The second possible point, again, not sure if it's correct. No, this one I'm pretty clear. The Taz in Sifkan Dalit talks about how, right, it's a somewhat of a cryptic Taz. She has Ves L'shal, says Taz, Pirush, Kigon achar tvilasa. I don't know, if I had to give a kigon on a vessel of shows, I would have said kigon 2 o'clock. Oh, so you have to realize that the Taz is coming from one of the two rayas in Shas to the idea of vessels of shows. I mean, the Taz is referring to, and the Beis Yosef makes this clear, he's referring to Gemara and Daf Samach Vav. Right, the Gemara tells us that a woman always saw after Tevila, and Rabbi Yochanan told her that it was likely that the jealousy of her friends had of her relationship with her husband caused an ayin hara, or caused her to get uncomfortable, I don't know, something, and caused this biological change and caused her to see Dam. So Pashas in Gemara is an ayin hara, because he gave her three pieces of advice in the Gemara. Advice number one, be with your husband by the river before the other woman can talk about you. I mean, don't go back into the town. Just be with your husband by the river. And that's what the Beis Yosef quotes that the Ravid used to prove Vessel shows. Because she clearly didn't have to worry about the entire Ona. If she did, she wouldn't be allowed to be with her husband at the river. So obviously it was the Sha'a that she went back into the town that was the problem. The Balamor isn't convinced. Balamor in his comments over there is not convinced that's such a good Raya. Because is that really Vessel shows? What does that sound more like? Fizos. Yeah. Right? So that's a little bit strange. Balamor points out. Now, the Ravid has another Raya also. But still, that doesn't sound like a Vessel shows. The second thing the Gemara says, just to be mashed in the picture, is to tell your friends that you always become Tameh on Lel Tevila, and then they'll, Rashi explains, then they'll stop being jealous. You say, you think I have such a great relationship with my husband, every time I go to the mikvah, I become Tameh again. So they'll stop being jealous, mele, they'll stop being ayin hara, and then you'll stop becoming Tameh on the night of the tevila, and everyone will live happily ever after. Tosel says, no, that they will be jealous, that will raise their jealousy. Why? Because kalisha shedemehem merubim banem merubim. A sign of a lot of dam in an isha is a sign of a lot of potential for banim, which is difficult to understand that tosis, because not if she's never tahora, it's not going to be a sign of a lot of dam, a lot of banim. It's a sign of a lot of banim if she has times that she's tahora. And the third thing is that tell your friends how much pain it's causing you. Tame tame yikra, that to lohodia tsara l'rabim, rabim v'akshul avrachanin, like we have by Mitzora. That you let the tsar be known, and then people will naturally be mevakesh rachamim when you do that. Those were the bits of advice. Okay, that's as far as the Veses L'Shalos. But I wanted to really spend the bulk of Shir, which we don't have the bulk of Shir left. Yeah?
I'm not sure. Is Baal Pasei the way that the Rav understands the Machlokit about about Vesa Lishaud is like whether or not you can have a Vesa Kavua that also has a Vesa Cheinu Kavua component to it. And Rabbi Yossi thinks, yes, you can. And that's why you can have that only, that block of time that she has to be choshish for not the rest of the day. And the way that Rabbi Yehuda understands is like, no, you can have a concept where there's Vesa Kavua that also is Vesa Cheinu Kavua. And so therefore he thinks the whole day has to be blocked out. Is that what the rhyme is?
I think so, but I would have said it the other way. A Vesa Cheinu Kavua that has a Kavua component to it. So I think that's a good formulation. Now Akira Savesa, yeah.
Is it true that the largest unit of time we're willing to define a vesed by is a day? We say there's a vesed for a week.
Okay, so that's the Rama that you could have with if you narrow it down within a couple of days that it could be. But pashtus is normally it's an ona. It's not even a day. It's an ona.
But
the ona determined by day.
We don't know the ona, therefore we're going to say the whole ona is the whole ona of the Vesed, so we're going to say two ona, some of the ona, so we're going to say, well...
That's the Arzurua, right, which... Right, the Arzurua is to take an additional ona.
So we don't necessarily... The whole week would be an ona of Vesed.
Right, so when we did Kufrei Dal, we discussed this a little bit, like, at what point do you say that, like, you could just... Bitumach, meaning you can't overexpand it. So it seems that's as far as we go. Now, for a veset kavua, how do you oker a veset kavua? So it has to not happen three times, right? If you look in Shulchan Aruch Sif Tezvav, he says that this works even if she simply hasn't bled for three cycles. Right? Shulchan Aruch says, Shinsuri Yoseh, typically, she bleeds at a different time. And then if she bleeds again ever at that first time, the vessel will come back. It hovers. Here's the line I wanted. Vuadin liv sikumi liros shalosh onos. Vacharka chazaliros biyama vesarishon. If sikumi liros shalosh onos. So Shulchan Aruch says, if she just skips three periods, meaning not sees on a different day, she doesn't see at all, that's also oker veses, which is an interesting idea. So imagine a woman has a ves kavua for a flaga of 20 days. So she goes 58 days without seeing any dam. So that gets rid of her veses kavua. Meaning, there are two ways to look at getting rid of a veset kavua. There's a shinui veset, and there's a siluk dami. The same difference. A shinui veset is a woman had a certain schedule that her body was on, and she was mishana vesta. Now her body's on a different schedule, an erratic schedule, a kavua schedule, something else. She was mishana vesta. The other way a woman can lose her veset is she becomes a zakena. So she's mislak as dam. She becomes a muberes. She becomes a menika. So she's mislak as dam. The idea of going three onos without seeing changes the veset in the sense that it's a siluk dam. It's not that she's on a new schedule. She's on no schedule at all. So Taz in Sifkat Lamed Aleph quotes from the Marshal that she will not have to keep a hafluga of 58 days going forward. I mean, you would think, well, wait a second. What happened if she didn't see for three times? She used to have a ves kavua for 20 days. Now she didn't see for three times, so now it's 58 days later. It takes another 58 days till she sees. So I would say, oh, so that's a giant hafluga, 58 days. Mark your calendar for 58 days from now. So says the Taz in the name of Marshal, no, it's a siluk damim. And therefore, it's not a regular hafluga. A regular hafluga means your body's on the cycle. It's doing what it does. But when you have a siluk damim, that's not part of any veses, so you don't mark that down. Chavzdas, you know, Schaf, says she does have to keep the 58-day haflaga. The Rav Ozner and Shevet Alevi just points out, clearly, if she ever sees on day 20 again, then day 58 is for sure neka. Right? Because that would only be Vestrena Kavua. So the Taz then goes one step further. Taz in Sifkan Lamed Aleph is further mechadesh that whenever she sees dam, the haflaga of chaf returns. meaning she skipped three periods, right? Then she sees Dam 58 days later, 20 days later, she now has a Veskavua. It comes back. Because now she's no longer Mesulek has Dam. But most posts come out that she only has to start worrying about it if she sees Dam again on day 20, meaning that it's at an actual Haflaga of day 20. You know, so meaning all of this goes back to that basic Hakir. What is this when she doesn't see Dam for three cycles? Is it a Shinoi Veses or is it a Seal of Dam? So if it's a Seal of Dam, but she never really got rid of her Veses, she stopped bleeding. So once she starts bleeding again, okay, so now you don't have a Seal of Dam anymore. So go back to your old Veses and mark off 20 days from now, from day 58. But if you hold that it's a Shinoi Veses, so the only way the Ves Kavua of day Chaf is going to come back, of day 20 is going to come back, is if she actually has a haflaga of 20 days. So that's another machlokas taz and everybody. But again, the taz is the svara of the taz is that he's emphasizing this idea of siluk damim, that that's what's really going on with her. And the other thing about a ves kavua is that it always hovers. It always hovers, even when you get rid of it, until you develop a new ves kavua. What do I mean it always hovers? That's what we read in the Shulchan Aruch. It's Shita Saravid, that if it comes back even once, it's back. It's back as a Vesed Kavua. The Ramban disagrees. So the Sefer Suga B'Shoshanim says that you even assume this way Lekula. Meaning, we don't pass on the Ramban. You even assume, if it comes back, so what does it mean to assume that way Lekula? If it comes back once, now you have Vesed Kavua, and what don't you have to worry about? Unabatedness, any other vessels. Right? You don't have to worry about anything else. Yom HaChodesh, nothing else. Because you have Ves Kavua that came back. That's the Sugah B'Shadim. It comes on the Sidrei Tara, and the Sidrei Tara says, well, I don't know. The Ramban disagrees. And other Achronim, Lechem B'Simla, Tiferes Tzvi, they seem to say the Ramban is a good point. They like the Ramban. They have rayas to the Ramban. And that's why some Achronim, the Makor Chaim, are Machmir in both directions. Wow. So if it comes back once, so now I'm going to have to be Choshish for Ves Kavua, and it's going to take three times to uproot it, but I still have to be Choshish Ves Shein Kavua. But even the Ramban would agree that if she was Oker by totally skipping three periods, it can come back with one Re'iyah on cycle. Meaning, it could be the Ramban will say, look, if she's Oker Veses by, like the Shulchan Aruch's example, she had a Ves Kavua for day 30, and now she sees day 32, day 37, day 34. So that's how she's Oker the Veses. So the Ramban will say, okay, now if it ever comes back once, day 30 ever comes back once, she is not back to her Ves Kavua. But if the way she was Oker the Veses was a Siluk, that she just stopped bleeding for three cycles, a Siluk, then if it comes back, she's not Mesuluk anymore. So then the Ves Kavua is for sure going to come back. That could be the Ramban would agree. And I think it's Beferish in the Ramban, actually, in Hilchos Nida, that the Ramban would agree to that. One more thing on Ves Kavua. The Badei HaShulchan in the Biurin says that if there's another Snif Lahakel, you can be Mekel, like the Ramban. So Rabbi Forst just points out that's against the Sugah B'Shanim and those who think that we're Machmir B'Toras Vadai, like the Ravid, against the Ramban. Good. Now let's talk about being Oker Veses She'ena Kavur. Yeah?
What's the line between saying she's Mesulek is Dam and she's
Mesulek?
Three periods?
Yeah, three periods. Meaning, and that's going to come into play when we discuss Zakena, you know, and Mubaras. And it's after three periods. That's what it seems from the Gemara. What about being Oker Ves Shena Kavua? Right? More common. A woman has Ves Shena Kavua, so how long does she have to worry about it for? So, clearly, one easy way to uproot a Ves Shena, one way, definitive way to uproot a Ves Shena Kavua is by establishing a Ves Kavua. Right? Once she has Ves Kavua, the Ves Shena Kavua goes away. This drama writes in Sifrei Gimel, that even though she has to worry about both the Haflaga and the Yom HaChodesh, which are the only ones that Rama points out, as we mentioned, once one of those becomes Kavua, the other one goes away. So once she becomes Kavua on the Yom HaChodesh, she sees on the 14th day of every Hebrew month, so you don't have to worry about that Haflaga anymore, that Haflaga goes away. Good. comes along with Chavz Das, Os Tes Vav, and again an Os Yud Ches, and he says that's only when it's two Vestos Haflaga, or one Haflaga and one Chodesh. But, he says, if you have two Vestos HaChodesh and one of them becomes Kavua, the other one is still in the game. Why? So he assumes because they're not mutually exclusive. Haflagos have to be mutually exclusive. You can't have a Haflaga, a Vest Kavua, to see every 28 days and a Vest Kavua to see every 30 days. Because if you're seeing every 28 days, you're not seeing every 30 days. But Yom HaChodesh, you can see on the second day of the month and the 22nd day of the month, every month. So when you have two Yomei HaChodesh, says the Chavz Das, even though one of them is Eina Kavua, you still are Choshesh for the Eina Kavua. That's an assumption. I mean, what's he assuming? He's assuming that the reason the Vest Sheina Kavua goes away when you have Vest Kavua is because of the impossibility of the Vest Sheina Kavua becoming a Vest Kavua. We were discussing this yesterday. Right, is the yisod of every Vest Sheina Kavua the idea that, ooh, maybe this is going to be a Kavua? That could be part of it, but that's not necessarily the whole thing. Meaning, the logic of this halacha, that once you have Vest Kavua, the Vest Sheina Kavua goes away, the logic might simply be that we go with the odd. And we're looking at what's more predictable, what's more likely to be what's actually happening with this woman. And if she has one Vest Kavua, one Vest Sheina Kavua, the Vest Kavua seems to be the more predictable one. Seems to be the one that more accurately shows us what's happening with her body. I mean, the Chavz Das says, as long as it's possible that they can coexist, so I have to be choshish for both of them. But maybe that's not what this halacha is about. It's not about the impossibility. Maybe what this halacha is about is the idea that we have to look at the reality and see which one is more likely to be predictive of the future. And a Ves is Kavua is much more likely than Ves Sheina Kavua. That's why I don't think we're passing like this Chavz Das. I don't think anyone passes. The Makor Chaim and the Ramah points out, you know, that it's unlikely that there are two independent causes of her Re'iyas Dam. But the Ashulchan discusses this at length also in the Biurim. Another detail over here, if the Vesas She'ina Kavua came after the Vesas Kavua, so that we saw already in the Shulchan Sif Yadalid, then she has to be Choshesh for both. Meaning she only doesn't have to be Choshesh for a Vesas She'ina Kavua once she establishes a Kavua, if the Vesas She'ina Kavua is an old Vesas She'ina Kavua. So now that she established a Vesas Kavua, but let's say she had a Vesas Kavua for Chav, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, every month on Chav, Tammuz, she sees Tesvav. Okay, now she has a Vest She'ina Kavua for Tezvav, she still has to be Choshesh for that. Even though it's Eina Kavua. Because it came after the Vestas Kavua. Then the halacha is, another halacha, that if a woman had two Re'iyos...
When we say that she doesn't see it, if she has Vestas Kavua and then she doesn't see it all, if she skips the month, is that not seen a chazaka in itself, or it's just the uprooting of the previous chazaka?
What do you mean
like
a chazaka?
Like the rush asked on the rift, like how? Why would three vidikas afterwards help? Like not seeing anything is not a chazaka,
right?
So we were saying that it's because coming from the tashrich, but here, meaning she's not seeing anything. So how is that establishing a chazaka that she won't see on that day? If she doesn't see,
I'm not sure. What's the case that you're asking on?
I mean, she has a Vestas Kavua to see on the 14th.
Okay.
And so the next month she doesn't see anything. So is that now, meaning when that happens, is that a chazaka that it won't happen on the 14th?
So that's what we're talking about. Meaning that's maybe a siluk damin. That it's not that it's a new Vestas Kavua, that she had a shinur Vestas, and now her Vestas is to not see. No, it's just a siluk damin. That she's like a Muberis, she's like a Meneka, she's like it's a, in a certain sense.
Is that because not seeing anything can't be a chazaka?
Yeah, meaning that the more logical thing is she just stopped bleeding. Now, you would think, well, not you would think, the halacha vessel is clearly that three times is koveya vessel. So what does two times do? Nothing, right? Two re'iyos only needs one akira. If the Ves Haflaga hasn't arrived yet and she got her period, right, let's say she's expecting Ves Haflaga is supposed to be 30 days, 29 days, look at 29, and mix it up with the other babies. So 29 days, and she gets her period on day 27. Was she okay that Vesa Flaga? So the Shach in Sivkat Lamed Aleph and Sivkat Mem, and Ramosha seems to say this way, in Yerdei Chalik Aleph Sim Kufchav Beis, Yerdei Aleph Kufchav Beis, that we could be Mekel, that uproots it. It didn't happen at the Aflaga that it was supposed to happen. It happened earlier, so that's a different Aflaga. However, Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Osmem Gimel, the Taz, Sivkat Yud Ches, and pretty clearly in Ramah, Sif Yud Gimel, that it's not Oker. A Ketzara is not Oker in Arucha. So we're going to have to figure out what the limits of that are. Meaning, think about what that means. If a woman has a Vesa Flaga for, let's say, 1 month, she just, I don't know, something crazy happened, she didn't see for like 40 days. Right? And the rest of her life, she always sees 28, 30, something like that. Every month when she gets her period, she's got to mark off day 40, just in case. Right? Meaning if you hold like the Ramah, you don't get rid of a Vesa Haflaga until you pass that Haflaga and don't see Dan. If you've never passed that Haflaga, you never got that far, then that Haflaga is still there. Even though it's Veshena Kavua, it's still there. It's hovering in the background. So this would mean that if once in her life she had a flag of 50 days, she would keep marking it on her calendar forever. So post-com discuss, maybe a year, maybe three times of bleeding sooner, but all that's made up, l'chara, you know? If that's what you need in order to be okerit, then you got to be okerit. Rabbi Forst quotes a Chazanish, Yeradeh Pei Hei Lamedalid, that this would mean that if a woman bleeds, and this is quite a chiddush, if a woman bleeds, let's say, 30, 25, 30, 30, she has a ves kavua. Right? 30, 25, 30, 30. Why? Because normally, if you bleed, she bleeds 30, 32, 30, 30. It's not a ves kavua. Why? Because the 32 was okay, the first 30, and then she just bled 2 times 30, right? But if she bleeds 30, 25, 30, 30, what happened when she bled 25? It was never okay, the 30, because the 30 is an arucha, and the 25 is a ketzara, and a ketzara cannot be okay in arucha. So that's still there! And therefore, the next 30 is number 2, and the 30 after that is number 3. It should follow if she bleeds 30, 25, 30, 29, 27, 26, 24, 30. But that's also Ves Kavua. That's crazy. Right? Meaning that can't be. Meaning if this is true, this extension of the Ramah is true, then it's the greatest Raya against the Ramah. Right? More likely, I would think, is that the Ramah wouldn't say this. Now that you wouldn't go this far. Because kavua means, it's one thing to say that you're not being okay ves she'ena kavua, but kavua means that it is that it is a predictable cycle. This is a totally unpredictable cycle, which goes back to our question in Lamdas: does every ves she'ena kavua have to be a potential development of a ves kavua? If yes, then you get what the Chazon Ish is saying. Because what am I being choshish for is the Ves Sheina Kavua if it can't be part of Ves Kavua? It must be that it could still be part of a pattern of Ves Kavua. But if you assume that the two are independent, we have Dinim of Ves Sheina Kavua. It doesn't have to be that just because Ves Sheina Kavua still exists, that it means that it could be leading up to Ves Kavua. Right, so much put together, that how many times that issue came up, right? How many nafkaminas there are in that chakira, whether Ves Sheina Kavua can lead to, has to be able to lead to Ves Kavua. Right, what we have yesterday, we had with the Tzemach Tzedek one, who sent today on the Yoni, you did, someone said, yeah, that, you said Rav Meishael, yeah, so that the idea that she sees day 30 and she's building up, not building up, she sees day 30, Yom HaChodesh, so maybe there's no Vesas, because it can't turn into a Ves Kavua. Ooh, and the other postman would say yes. Okay, a lot of nafkaminas, perhaps. Yeah.
Ketur writes that when it comes to Vesed HaChodesh, if you see on Rosh Chodesh 1 month, and then the second month, and then you don't see, she doesn't believe at all the third month, and then she sees again on Rosh Chodesh the fourth month, that does not establish Vesed Kavua. So seemingly, no matter which tzad of the lumdus you take, that goes against the Ramah. How can you have, I mean, unless it's going to say something that's different.
You know, it's dafka by haflaga, that by haflaga, a ketzara can't be oker and arucha, because not seeing on Rosh Chodesh, when the Vesed is supposed to be about Rosh Chodesh, means that it didn't happen. But over here, it didn't not happen, because you never had the chance to get there. Day 30 may still be Goreim Hurriya. You just never got to day 30 yet.
I don't really see how that's so different. Like, you could still say that it has the Rosh Chodesh.
Because you have to confront it and have it not happen. But if you never even have the chance to confront it, then you can't undo it. So you confront the Rosh Chodesh every month. So by having it not happen on Rosh Chodesh, that's okay. But you don't confront day 30 or day 40, whatever her kavua, whatever her haflaga was. You don't necessarily confront that. She might see them before that. That's all chiddush of the Ramah.
But then it's not establishing a pattern. That's just...
Oh, so that's our chakiva, right? That's good. Just another point that I want to get across before we close this topic. The Beis Meir even goes so far as to say that if a woman had a ves kavua for 29 days, then established a new Vesis Kavua for 27 days, the Ves Kavua L'Chavtes is still there. Because the new Vesis Kavua is shorter. That's a Chiddush. Right? Meaning, how far do you take the Ramah? If a Ketzar can't be Oker Narucha, so the Ramah's talking about Vesheda Kavua. But maybe that's true of Ves Kavua also. L'chor, it should be true about a Ves Kavua, but he's saying even if she's Koveya a new Veses, it's still going to be true. And then the Ramah has an unusual Chumra in Sif Yud Gimel. He says she had a Haflaga of, let's say, 35 days, and then bleeds on day 20, she still has to worry about 15 days later, meaning which would be the original 35. Which would mean that this woman, let's say, she bleeds on day 20, so she's going to go through 5 and 7, you know, 12 days. She gets to the mikvah day 32. 3 days later, she's got to worry about another vessel. And this is what we were talking about before, because the Ramah holds, once it's marked on her calendar, it's a vessel. If you mark it on the calendar, you can't take it off the calendar. Shach, Sifkat Lamed Aleph, disagrees. I'll take questions after. I just want to make sure that I just get one last nakuda here. If it's a Vesas HaChodesh, it's certainly not Nekar until the day passes without a Re'iyah, right? You certainly have to confront the day. Okay, of course, but that's always going to happen, right? Because every month the day comes back, as follows. What if her period continued through the old Vesas HaChodesh? Right? So that's what the Ramah's pointing out. It's not uprooted because she was bleeding that day. Meaning, she has a Ves HaChodesh for the 25th day of the month. Next month, she got her period on the 24th day of the month. And guess what happens when a woman gets her period on the 24th day of the month? She bleeds on day 25 also. So she didn't have a day 25 without bleeding. So Ves HaChodesh is not going to be uprooted unless she goes that day without bleeding. But that's not going to be Koveya Veset. It may not be Oker the Veset, but to be Koveya Veset, you need the Tchilas Ari'iyah. So if let's say a woman bleeds on day 25, then a month later, she knows she has to be Choshish day 25, she gets a period on day 24. And she's still bleeding on day 25, so she still has to worry about day 25 the following month. The following month, she bleeds on day 22, and she's still bleeding on day 25. She bleeds day 22, 23, 24, 25, 26. Right, but it starts on day 22. Do you say now she has Ves Kavua for day 25? No, you don't say that, because they didn't have a Tchilas Ri'iyah on day 25. But she still has Ves She'ena Kavua of day 25, because she was never Oker of it. The only way to be Oker of the Ves is to confront it and see that it doesn't happen. You don't know that it didn't happen if she was bleeding during that time, even if it was bleeding from an earlier Ri'iyah. So now we'll take questions. That was the that's all I got to say. Yeah. Akira's fast.
Question about Rav Forst's application of the Ramah. If the woman sees 30, 25, 30, 30, whatever.
Is Rav Forst quoting the Chazanish?
Yeah. Okay. So, to what extent are we not like machshiv the 25 as a real thing? Meaning, if the woman sees a very odd situation, 30, 25, 5, 30, does she have a besed kavua? Because she's seen 30 days.
You're talking about haflagos.
Yeah, this is haflagos.
Yeah, so we pass on haflagos always get counted from the last ri'ia. So it's like you said, it's 5, it's not 30.
Okay, fine. So that wouldn't count. Even though we're not machshiv the 25, we're kind of machshiv the 25 as being there.
Meaning according to the Chazanish.
Because he would say 30, 25, 30, 30 is a
No, so according to the Chazanish Lachara, that would, if she saw 30, 25, 5 and then
another 30.
Yeah, Lachara, that would also be Veskavu according to the Chazanish. I'm just saying we're gonna pass it that way, but okay. Yeah, that would Lachara be Veskavu also. Okay, have a wonderful day, wonderful Shabbos, everybody. And Sunday we'll do Vesper Kvitzos and Morkov and Pills, I think. I haven't prepared yet.
According to that Ramah, she saw, like, if she had a Vesper Flug for 32 days. Monday.